We are on share number two of our business review. One of the shiurim that we gave is on the topic of Gneivas Das. This is a hard one to do in a short period of time. I will try to do my best. Generally, when I gave this shiur, it's a four-part series. It's something I find to be very, very exciting and important, especially in the e-commerce time, where a lot of our purchases are done online. We like to feel and touch the product first and know what sizes and pricing and so on and so forth. So it's quite common that somebody will go into a sneaker store and then look for it online. It's quite common for a person to shop for audio-visual type of items knowing that he's just going to get it on another website. So is this mutter? Let's define what the Isser of Gneivas Das is. The Gemara in Chulin, other places discuss this, a number of Gemaras in Chulin. I'm taking the one from Sadei Dalad Amon Aleph. Also, Lugnov Das Abrios. The Afilu Dato Shelvoi Kochavim. As we spoke about yesterday, it doesn't matter. Stealing is stealing. Doesn't matter who it's from. There's no heter if the person is Afilu Mamish Ovid Kochavim. They are Mamish or worship idols. You got no heter. The Gemara continues. The Gemara says the following. Give me an example. What's an example of Gneivas Das? Literally stealing of the mind. The Avilu, so he says, I'll give you an example. An example would be Rava Amar, Anifava Amar. The following case, what if a person dilutes his wine? He goes ahead and he has a very fancy bottle of wine. The fancies of fancies. I wish I could tell you what that is. Whatever. He got the Baron Herzog Reserve 1860, blah, blah, blah. And he keeps the bottle full. This was actually a Shiloh that was asked to Rav Zilberstein. And he fills it up. In this case, Rav Zilberstein's case, he was embarrassed because every year he was known that his Purim Sudar was the greatest Purim Sudar. People would come from near and far because this guy was so rich, he would do a Purim Sudar for all anybody who wanted to come. What happened? He lost his money in the market. There was a downstream market, the Rahman al-Aslan, as we're experiencing now. And he didn't have the money. Nobody knew that he was really poor. So he entered Rav Zilberstein. He says, listen, I happen to have all the leftover bottles from last year. I keep them. I don't know why. Can I fill them with regular wine? Mistama, by the time they come to me anyway, they're half drunk. They're not going to know the difference. So he said, no, that is Gneivas Das. This is a Gemara's case. Another case, right? You sell Basher Shchuta. You sell a Basher that is, you say, had Shchita on it. Turns out to be a novella, and you tell the guy, I don't care. Now, we would think that the reason for this is that the guy maybe is going to go sell it to a Jew who's not as scrupulous and say, well, he bought it from so-and-so, it must be okay. Others say, no, it's just because you're lying to him, and he thinks that he's eating a basar that is kosher. Maybe he's makbid on that. In fact, people that eat halal are makbid on that. I once had a situation of some workers who were at my house when I was doing my move in America. And turned out they ate halal. They were African-American, very religious, devout Muslims. And I decided that maybe I was over on Marasayan, but I ordered deli sandwiches for them from a non-kosher place, and I just went and picked them up. They actually brought it out to my car. Could still be Marasayan. In any case, when they were done, they said to me, thank you so much. You know, most people don't know. We eat halal, and we can only eat things that are kosher, like wherever you got yours from. So that would be Gneivas Das. In any case, Rabbi Meir gives his reasons as well. Again, a lot of different things that we can get. We gave the example of a person who invites someone for a meal, knowing full well that person is going away. Very typical Shana Aleph thing. I want to invite, there's so many Shana Aleph guys, and I want to invite them to my house, so I figure out when so-and-so is not available, because he's going away for Shabbos, and I invite him. And now he thinks I'm the biggest tzaddik in the world, and it turns out I'm not such a tzaddik. I dafka invited him knowing that he's going away. That's wrong. I don't think this includes a case where we invite people to our wedding knowing that they live in another country and the possibility of them coming is very little. You really would want them to come if they were able to. Therefore, I don't think that case is. The Gemara gives many other cases. We don't have time now to go into every case. Just give one case that the Gemara gives. Tana Rabbanan lo yimkor adam lechavero sandal shemata tochol chayv shchuta. Apparently, the Gemara felt that if a sandal was made out of leather of a kosher animal, right, after they shechted it, that was a stronger leather. People wanted to wear that. And you lied to him and said, yeah, it's a shechuta animal. Even that wouldn't be allowed. V'lo yishka adam l'chavero chavit shel yayin. And you weren't so honest with what's in it. V'chula v'chula. There is a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos when it comes to Gneivas Das. If If the case was, the Gemara says, Rak im amarta mishahu, if you said that you said something, and that assumption is going to be misinterpreted. This is a very important question, right? Where a person, again, we will discuss, and this is an important discussion to have, what if they just misinterpreted what my action was, right? And they go ahead and they, I come to the hospital to visit my grandma, and he comes and he assumes I visited him. What am I going to tell him now? Now, we're not talking about a case of shalom bayis or a case of, you know, you might be saving this guy's life and you say to him, what do you think, I would come visit you? And that's going to lead to a difficult situation. So that probably is not the case over here. But there are poskim that say that nowadays, if I just make an assumption based on an action that you did, so that's not necessarily, do I have to say something? Others say, no, you always have to be honest and you have to say something. Fine, let's continue. The Chedushei HaRitva discusses what is this Isra exactly? And this is we don't have time exactly to go into the Machlekes, but he says that this is a Chashash, according to B'Shem Bali Toisvesh, who Isra Torah. This could be an Isra Midaraisa. The Sefer HaMitzvos HaKatan, which obviously is one of the codifiers of mitzvos, in Reish Samach Bet says, V'yesh Geneva Ach Acheres, we have, of course, the Torah's prohibition of Lo Tignovu. The Aseres HaDibros, we have a prohibition of not stealing as well. And it says, V'yesh Acheres, She'asru Chachamim Kegon Genevas Das, Asr Afilu Datul Shalasam Asr. That he says it's Asr. However, that is a lower level one. It's not counted as one of the mitzvos. It's only Midirabanan. And as pointed out, this is an interesting machlekes. The Tosefta in Bava Kama says, Perek Zayin Halacha Ches, Sheva Genevim Heim. There are seven types. Harishon Shebekulam, the worst of them, is Genevas Das Habrios. You trick your friend. You pretend he's your friend and he's not, and you say behind his back things. And your heart is not really what your mouth is saying. And that is a very, very bad Isser. Okay? Again, we don't have time now, but there's a very nice machlekes in understanding what the nafkaminas could be and how a person and what the Isser involves. Rav Malamed has a whole piece on this as well, of being honest, v'halachta b'duracha v'chula. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav, of course, the Shulchan Aruch of the first Lubavitch already said, v'chol mirame ba'olam osur b'mecha chomemka afilu nachri kegoin im yesh lo mum. So now we get to our case. We get to a typical business case. A person is not allowed to be dishonest when he's selling an item. So, for example, the item has a mum. I'm selling my old iPhone, and I write on the review, new, as new. And when you get it, you got such a good price on it, maybe you should have known better, and now there are scratches all out of the chulu. Obviously, you have your ability to return, and so on and so forth, but one certainly would ask a question when it comes to this, whether this is us. So says the Shulchan Aruch, that would be us for a person to do. Afilu nachri, im yesh bo mum, b'mechato, tzorech lohodia lelokeach, im al pi, nachri sha'arei zev, you have to tell him this item. You're selling your car, you have to be honest with him. I told the case of my car that was sold 2008, my Toyota Camry, and unfortunately, the day that I was going to show it to people, I got into an accident. I didn't really get into the accident. Somebody backed their car into me. I don't know. They were not, they said they just moved in and they hardly slept, whatever it was. And unfortunately, the car was very much needed work done. So one could argue. So I had all the work done. The next week I started the car again. I canceled all the appointments for that week and I had all the work done. So I decided that the best thing to do is be honest, and I said, Baruch Hashem, this is an amazing car. I hardly drove it, had very few miles on it, but I said it was in an accident that, you know, and the person that bought it actually said to me, I'm buying your car because of your honesty. The moment I showed it to my mechanic, as I pulled the car in, he said, this smells like the car was in an accident. He smelled a new paint smell, and he said, did the guy tell you? If he didn't tell you that, then I don't even trust this guy. So turned out, Baruch Hashem, it worked very well for him. He's a prominent rabbi in the five towns. Until Hurricane Sandy, he said he woke up in one morning and no car was there anymore. It had unfortunately gone away with the water. But Baruch Hashem, you have to be honest. A person selling a home, the same thing. Asur min haTorah, he says. It's part of the Isur Torah of Geneva if a person is not honest. And then here's the Iker point. Obviously, many of the Achronim say what I just said, but says the Shulchan Aruch Harav uniquely, the afil lekrov darta b'tavish shelo yegia lo hefsed hanochri, right? Or a Jew also midivrei soifrim kegoin lemoichel lo baser nevelo bechazos shchuta. He's not losing any money here. He's not reselling it. I know this guy is going to have the meat, and I just tell him he doesn't have halal. But he thinks, well, why are you selling it? So I said to him, I have to sell it for so much because it's kosher. Everybody knows that kosher is so much more money, right? You can't get your Purdue chickens. So comes along the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and says, that's still usher. So one could explain, why is this? We think that maybe this is a case of Choshen Mishpat, that the whole case over here is just an inyan of what? Poshet. Why am I doing it? I would think, maybe, is that it's a case of Mekach HaMemkar. I'm not honest. There's a mum in your item and I'm purchasing it. You're stealing from me. This item isn't worth my laptop that I know is very, very slow. I say that it's not. I sell it to you for $200. Really, it's worth 50 cents because it doesn't work well. That's money. Says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, no, you're being dishonest. Dishonesty is always us, sir. It's not about the person on the other side. It's about you, and you have to be very, very careful with this. So we see something a little bit different here. The Rabbeinu Yonah says in Shari Tshuva, the Isser here is midvar sheker tirchak. Gnevas das, the reason why the Tosefta says it's so difficult is it's worse than the other seven types of stealings is because you're pogeya in your own nefesh. And that's something that's usser for a person to do. Okay. The Sefer Mitzvos HaGadol, the Smag, famously writes that there's Shlosha Gedolim HaRishonim. He quotes this Tosefta that we quoted before, the Tosefta in Bava Kama, and he says, HaRishon Shebekulam Gnevas Das. So we see how strict this is. The Rambam, in two places, writes about the Isser of Gnevas Das. In Hilchos Deus, which I would say we wouldn't assume as much if we codify the Rambam into different sections, it would make sense that this is what in his business halachas. In Hilchos Mechira, he clearly writes, Asul Ramot et Bnei Adam b'mekach u'memkar u'gnov datam. You can't be a sleuth sayer. You can't be someone who is dishonest. The Achar Ovad Kachavim O Yisrael doesn't matter. Shavim b'dvar. B'yesh b'mekach mum. If it has a mum in it, if it has some defect, you must let them know about it. However, the Rambam also writes this in Hilchos Deos. In Hilchos Deos, his usra la'adam linharhig atzmo b'devra keli v'peti. What do you mean? V'lo yeh echad b'peh v'echad b'leiv elo toicho kibaro v'inyun shebaleiv hu b'devra hapeh. A person in his mind, as we know, Hilchos Deos is the way that we're supposed to act. He has to be echad b'peh v'echad b'leiv. He has to be consistently honest. What's in his heart is what his mouth speaks, and not something differently. Obviously, the Rambam's not saying about I have to say straight out to a person, I hate your guts, get away from me. A person's supposed to be nice and so on and so forth, but he shouldn't be overly lying to a person if that's not the way he truly feels about him. And those are the two here. So a question that's asked, for example, the Sefer Akovitz, commentary on the Sefer, on the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, asks why the Rambam writes this in two places. Why does he have it both in Hilchos Deos and Hilchos Mechira? So, says the Sefer HaKovetz, the reason why the Rambam mentions this in two places, in Hilchos Mechira, doesn't say a source over there, and in Hilchos Deos. So he says the Shulchan Aruch clearly qualifies this. The Torah in Choshen Mishpat says that this is the same prohibition, it's called Onas Devarim. We don't have time now to discuss, but Onas Devarim, as we know, is also an Isser. That's part of it. The Rambam doesn't link the two together because he says the chiddush of the Sefer HaKovetz is that there's two aspects of the Isser, like a brisket Torah, especially in a Rambam. One of it is involving business transactions where you're actually going to be losing money, and one is the ethical nature of what you're doing. The Rambam emphasizes the two aspects in the Mishnah and Kalim on his commentary over there. That there's also an aspect over here, of course, of Chilul Hashem. And based on the Shulchan Aruch HaRav that we read, one could understand exactly what we're talking about. This Svei Dinim over here. There's two Dinim when it comes to this. What do I mean that there's two Dinim? Very simple. And that is, there's the issue of actually doing something that financially could cause a loss to another person. Financially can cause him to lose money because I sold you an item that I lied about. You thought this house was great, similar to the house that I bought in Bergenfield when I bought my house. So the day that we had the inspection, it was pouring rain outside. And the woman who owned the house called me and she said, I'm so sorry, an emergency just came up. And my granddaughter needs home care because she's homesick. I really have to cancel. Unfortunately, I wasn't business smart in those days, and it was a scam. The reason why she didn't want to show me the house is because there was a leak in the basement that she didn't want to tell me about. And we didn't know about it. And then we had the inspection on a very sunny day, and we didn't know about it. Unfortunately, it did not rain for many weeks after we bought the house, and we were putting the day we put the carpet in the basement, my wife called me from work crying that the carpet is ruined, because it had rained inside the basement and caused a, that would be us, sir. That person that did not, they lost money for me. At least be honest. I still would have bought the house probably. So it needed $1,500 worth of work to fix the foundation. But I lost the car. So a person has to be honest about that. But there's a second one. The second inyan is that forget about it if it has anything to do with money. I just come to you and I say, wow, you're the business tzaddik in the world. Wow, you're the gadol gedolim. And then you leave the room and I tell all my friends, look at that schlump. He thinks he's such a gadol. He's a nothing. He's a nobody. That's also for a person to do because of my das. Echad bapeh ve'echad balev. These are two different isurim. So now let's get to a fun discussion. And this is, of course, we'll end with this fun discussion. This is my chiddush. I apologize for giving you chiddushim. Who am I to give a chiddush? But I think there's a machlokes over here. I could be wrong about this. But there's an interesting business case. Rav Zilberstein asked the following shaila. And of course, as usual, I will embellish the shaila for entertainment purposes. There is a kid whose uncle works in the business of sneakers. He works for a small outfit called Nike. Or Nike, as we say in outside of Israel. He works for Nike, and he calls his nephew, and he says, my dear nephew, I want to hook you up, as they say in the world, and I want to get you a wonderful new pair of sneakers. I work for Nike now, and I don't get free sneakers, and I'm your uncle, and I'm cheap, so I'm not going to give you free sneakers, but any sneaker that you want, I can get you, are you ready for this? I can get it to you for 50% off of the sticker price. Shkoyach. So, what happens? He says, that's great. I want like an Air Jordan, pair of Air Jordan. My uncle laughs. He says, obviously you don't work here. He goes, do you know that there's 56 flavors of Air Jordans? I don't know which one you want. Go to a store, pick it out. So this wonderful child now goes to Foot Locker, let's say, where the gentlemen are wearing their uniforms, their, what do they call it, referee uniforms. And he's looking around. He doesn't want to bother anybody. But a salesman comes over and he says, nah, I don't want to come over. The guy says, what? So the shaila is, that was asked of Zilberstein, can I have the salesman help me? Can I go window shopping? Knowing full well there's no chance that I'm going to buy anything in this store. That's the shaila. Says Rav Zilberstein the following. Nemar b'mesechus b'av metziya, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Af lo yit'ale Allah v'tamechach b'shah she'ein lo damen. A person shouldn't go shopping, the Gemara says, when he doesn't have money to buy. He's just window shopping. U'mesechus teres eretz, it says as well, lo yomar b'kama chafet zeh. Don't start going into a store and say, how much is this, how much is this? I do this in the dollar store all the time. Very, very funny. How much is this? $1. How much is this? $1. How much is this? Then they kick me out of the store. Okay. V'hu eino roitze lakachas mibnei shemishabeyach da'ato. There's an iser in Maseches Derech Eretz. You're making him think, a sipia. He has hope. Wow, this guy came into my store. Maybe somebody will actually purchase something today. One could imagine that book, the way business is currently during the corona crisis, right? If somebody walks into somebody's store, they're so excited. Finally, somebody came out of the quarantine. And that's why the Nachlas Yaakov writes, Mishum Shezeh Oynos Devarim. That's Oynos Tavarim. I'm doing something with my words. Shemoicha mehenatzmo, because he thinks he's going to be able to buy something, and I have no das to do that. And therefore, di-dun-di-dun, in our case, it would appear that this is exactly what a person is doing. You walk into the store, the salesman who hasn't had a sale the whole day says, finally, something's coming in. Even if you're not going to ask for his help, he's going to want to help you because he wants to do the sale. He works on commission, and that would be usher. Me'idach, however, he says, maybe you can say, zeneno v'zeno chaser. There's nobody else in the store. Well, the guy's not doing anything anyway. He's playing on his phone. Why would you want to do a Toyba for another Yehudi? Just like the Gemara tells us about a person who's sleeping in a person's field. So you can't say, well, you have to pay me now that you slept in my field because you had such hana from the beautiful grass and the flowers. He says, no, he doesn't think this works in this case. He says, that's not a mitzvah, lasos bo staka, and it would be usher in this case. And he paskins at the end, he thought that it would be appropriate for the person to go into the store and purchase something, even a pair of shoelaces, so that he actually did a sale. That's what he paskins. Rav Daniel Neustadt, in his wonderful daily halachic discussion sefer, says that he thinks that, he doesn't quote this, he doesn't know, I don't know if he knows about the Shiloh, but he says the following. There are some megastores and chains which may permit associates to sell an item to a customer even if they know full well the customer intends to return the item. Why? Even if he's going to return after a short period of time, market research shows invariably most customers change their mind and keep the item, forget to return the item. Other than, as he writes, other customers forget or are lazy and fail to do it in the allotted time, and thereby they forfeit their return. He said that this probably only applies to big box stores where this is the policy because they have done the market research, not to some little pop shop. So again, and Rav Neustadt in his full length, you know, in more of the paragraph, he writes that he doesn't know if this would be mutter, if it's clearly the person's doing this. The famous Walmart story that I told, that in Walmart, there used to be people would dafka return an item 90 days after. There was a 90-day return policy, and they would go up for the summer to Monticello and buy air conditionings and refrigerators, knowing full well that when the summer was over, why shouldn't they get a new one? That's clearly usher. That's not Geneva Stas, it's Geneva Mamish. A person has full intention, there's no way, that's usher. But if a person really doesn't know, he's not sure, he's not buying a new suit for the wedding, and then maybe, one could argue that maybe it would be mutter. And I want to say that maybe in this case it would be mutter as well in Rav Zilberstein's case. Maybe not in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe this is a machlekes b'mitzias America and Eretz Yisrael. But a good salesman can actually get somebody to purchase a sneaker even when they don't want to purchase a sneaker. That's a different shaila for another time, whether that's a good profession to be in when you're almost forcing the purchase on the person because you know how to outsmart them. But let me give you the case. We said before that the father gets, the uncle can get 50% off every sneaker. So now the Foot Locker guy says to me, I want to help you anyway. And I said, listen, I want to be very honest with you. My uncle works for Nike. There's no way you're going to get, he says, don't worry, I want to do it anyway. I'm a good salesman, right? Best salesman, they say, can sell ice to an Eskimo. Eskimos don't need ice. Okay, here we go. So what happens? What do I say? So I say to the person, he says, okay, this is the sneaker I want. This is the size I want. So I said, well, why don't you take the sneaker? I'll give it to you for 30% off. So even though he's a kid, he does the quick math. 50% is better than 30%. So he says, you're right. But tachlis, what are we talking about over here? What's the difference that we're talking about? $20. He says, let me ask you something. Your uncle's going to send you the sneakers. When are you going to get it? A month from now? What if it's the wrong size, even though you told him the size? It doesn't fit. By Foot Locker, you can come back anytime. You can come back for weeks, days, months. Doesn't matter. The kid starts thinking about it. He says, huh, you know what? He says, honestly, if you get a rip in the shoe, you're going to tell your uncle you got a rip in the shoe, he's going to return. You can't do that. It's not worth the money to you. Maybe it's only $15. Maybe it's only $10. At some point, the guy might actually leave with the sneaker. So therefore, I think it's mutter. Besides the fact that many stores want customers there because it shows that they're busy and people come into the stores based on, you know, if they see that it says 70% off, you're going to one of the outlet malls. Everybody says 70% off. But if you see it's 70% off and there's 100 people in the store, you're going to walk in there because you assume that there's great, tremendous sales. And therefore, I'm not sure if this is a totally an usher thing. Who knows? Maybe you can convince the person to buy it. I once had such a case where there was a guy who used to sell in the Bergen County area appliances, and he says he gets it directly from the manufacturer of that sells to PC Richards and other big box stores. He says, go to PC Richards, get the PC Richards number. That mom is just Geneva, isn't it? Isn't that Geneva Stas? So the taina is that I don't think it was. The guy really almost convinced me to buy the item. He says, what are you thinking? You get it cheaper anywhere else? He goes, I'm going to give you the best. And I was very convinced. Turned out at the end, I did get it cheaper. But so I think in this case, it's a machlokes and metzius, and it would be mutter. But we should be careful. The Rambam's Geneva Stas is that there's two levels here. It creates me into a bad person because I'm lying to people. That's always going to be usher. And a person has to be very careful not to do that. And furthermore, even if it doesn't involve money, who am I? Mitzvah Sheker Tircha. I got to be an honest Jew. And that's something that I should consider always and ever. And the Tosefta, he says that this is the worst stealing of all, because in my heart it's making me a bad person. That a person should consider and be very careful with this Isser. Hope everyone has a wonderful review and continues learning Torah, and we shall have Besorius Torahs for all of Klal Yisrael.